I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game. Some of the nation's most talented student athletes spend the weekend happily collecting trash and planting flowers. But first, the NBA playoffs begin today. And what would the opening of the real basketball season be without some good hoops talk with Fox Sports' Kevin Hench? Kevin, welcome back to Only a Game.
Great to be here, Bill.
Given the fuss in L.A. over the past couple of weeks, let's start with the Lakers. They lost 5 out of their last 7 regular season games. Does this give New Orleans the edge it needs to pull off a first-round upset of the defending champs?
That's a good one, Bill.
You need to stop. Don't start laughing till I finish the question.
No. I mean, if the Lakers have proven anything, it's that they know when to flip the switch, except on Kobe Bryant's mute button when the camera's on him. I don't think the Lakers have a lot to worry about in that first-round matchup.
Well, as you suggested, it has been a bad week for Kobe Bryant. He was fined $100,000 for hurling a homophobic slur at a referee on Tuesday. He apparently will appeal. Wise choice?
No, there's high-def videotape of the incident. You know, Kobe's big mistake was he let the world get a glimpse of his real personality once again. I think he's done a very good job of hiding that over the last few years. But let's talk basketball.
The San Antonio Spurs locked up the number one spot in the West, and they will face the Memphis Grizzlies. Are Tim Duncan et al. Loaded for bear? And I apologize before you have a chance to say anything in response to that inexcusable pun.
Well, you know, I am not deviating from my not being on the Spurs bandwagon all year. I never thought this team had a chance to go all the way. And if there's one first-round upset, and I don't think there are going to be any, actually, but if there's one that I'm mildly suggesting, it would be this Grizzlies team, a 1-8 seed, upsetting the Spurs.
In the other two Western Conference series, Dallas will face Portland and Oklahoma City will face Denver. Are any of these teams capable of a long playoff run?
Oklahoma City definitely intrigues me. The Mavericks were intriguing the last time I spoke to you, Bill, but that intrigue has gone away and they've started to look exactly like the Dallas Mavericks again. But the Thunder intrigue, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, I just think, keep them in any series. And that, unlike the Hornets, the first-round bye that the Lakers have received, I don't think anybody wants to match up with the Thunder.
The Boston Celtics will play the New York Knicks beginning tomorrow. Some call this the renewal of a rivalry. Do you regard it that way?
Others call it an easy second-round matchup for someone else. I don't really see it as a renewal of a rivalry, but I would like to point out that somehow Kendrick Perkins has now become as important to the Celtics as Bill Russell, John Havlicek, and Larry Bird were. That somehow the departure of Kendrick Perkins is to blame for everything that's gone wrong with the Celtics since the trade, even though they're the lowest scoring team in the NBA since he left, and he couldn't score, but it's all about Perk. To me, it's all about the fact that his departure just happened to coincide with all those old legs hitting the wall. I think they'll skirt, get by the Knicks because the Knicks don't play defense, but that'll be the end of the road for the Celtics.
The Chicago Bulls locked up the number one conference spot this week. They face Indiana in the first round, and they would seem to be the favorite to come out of the East. You agree?
Well, they're certainly going to crush that terrible Pacers team, and then they'll win their second-round matchup, and I see them playing in the finals. But I'm not backing off my preseason pick, which we'll now get to as we talk about the Miami Heat.
Well, first,
I'm doing your segues now, Bill.
I very much appreciate it. But first, I need you to just dismiss Philadelphia, Orlando, and Atlanta, okay?
Okay. Real quick, Doug Collins, Coach of the Year. They're not going to beat the Heat. Orlando gets by the Hawks, but somehow, even though I thought that getting Jason Richardson and Turkoglu back would help the Magic, they just look worse than ever. I don't think they're a threat. So now on to the Heat.
Yeah, go ahead. Now it's time. Give me what you got.
You've got a guy in Dwayne Wade who single-handedly won a championship, a guy in LeBron James who single-handedly got a team to the finals, and you've got a shadow of the guy who used to be Chris Bosh playing with them. And I just think that experience is going to be the difference in the conference finals against the Bulls.
And then what happens?
In the finals?
Yes.
We're doing it all right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Why not?
I'm going to stick to my preseason prediction. You can roll the tape. Miami Heat over the Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, it's got to be a popular prediction because LeBron James' jersey very recently became the league's bestseller. So, hey, even if the Heat doesn't make it all the way to the finals and win the whole thing, team officials are happy, right?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, it's the great experiment. Could these three guys play together? Obviously, Bosch is taking a secondary role. But I just think, barring a rolled ankle, I mean, obviously the Heat have no margin for error because they are a two-and-a-half-man team. But I do think those two guys make the difference. And the Miami Heat will raise their first banner with the new trio.
I want to give you a proposition to consider, Kevin. Is it fair to say the luckiest fans in the league right now are fans of the Cleveland Cavaliers because they get to root against anybody who plays Miami?
No, because the Miami Heat are going to win the NBA championship. They are the unluckiest people in the world, those woebegone Cleveland fans. Oh, my heart goes out to them. You know I wanted LeBron to stay. You know, I won't be rooting for the Heat. I will be in spirit with those Cleveland fans rooting against the Heat, except for the part where I get to brag that I was right all along.
The NBA canceled its Las Vegas Summer League and its internship program. Do we need those actions to know that the league is serious about a possible lockout?
Well, all signs certainly point to it, which is too bad. But I think the team in New Orleans is probably the best sign that we're headed towards some kind of a cleanse, shall I say. You just can't be hemorrhaging that much money and not have to rectify the situation.
And the rectification in this case would necessitate a lockout?
Well, my answer to all these things is contraction. Fewer teams, better players on each team, but I think we're probably heading down the lockout road.
Kevin Hench covers a range of subjects for Fox Sports, and he joins Only a Game from time to time to talk pro hoops. Kevin, thank you very much for speaking.
Enjoy the playoffs, Bill. It's going to be great.